Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Happy Saturday to all of you. We're talking about doing things with air. Air Show. Welcome to the Air Show.
After this morning, we could... anything can happen now.
It is a clusterfuck this morning. That's all I'm going to say.
I want to say I hate the 91 freeway more than anything.
Yeah. So I want to say good morning, Steve.
Well, good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Zach.
Hi.
I wish we all were.
Yeah. Well, together we are your weekly dose. And as always, we're streaming to you live from Orange County, California.
Like we do every Saturday morning.
I need another sip of my wake-up juice.
Yeah, we need something.
Put a little
stronger
in there.
Wake-up juice. Well, you know, thank you. Okay, deep breath.
Take two. Thank you for joining us this week and every week. This week, pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian, with the hopes of someday getting into the Radio Hall of Fame. Those who recently followed us, thank you for joining our family.
Yeah. Thanks. We really appreciate it.
Should I read more to give you a little more time there?
No, I'm good.
Okay, good.
God, the energy is just astounding in here.
Oh, it is.
Well, we'll explain in a little bit while. So
yeah.
We've got a...
We're all annoyed.
We've got an interesting day, that's for sure.
We make up with our good looks.
Yeah. Well, right now you're listening to the theme song, which is A Girl Like That by the Nelson Brothers.
The Nelson Brothers.
Yeah, because, you know, we were... we need to have a couple of girls in here, basically. And
yeah.
We're down a few.
A few. Yeah. It's like this. We're down 80%.
Yeah. But we got horoscopes today. We got a mashup that we're going to introduce to you guys. And, of course, talk about Eddie Money and give you some Virginia facts. And hopefully talk to a female later on.
So, hopefully.
Yeah. Otherwise, this could be a very short show.
No, so. we can make up for it. We could honestly just make up anything and ramble on for 20 minutes and fill up time. We're talking about air hydrating, for God's sakes.
Yes.
Roll with it.
Well, don't forget, you guys can interact with the show by commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Find us on Facebook or email at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, Podbean.com, iHeartRadio, ta-da, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. And wasn't there one more?
We are now on Spotify.
Spotify, that's it. Spotify.
Which all my friends use but me.
Yes, well, if you want to impress me, use Spotify. Now, just search for your weekly dose. Most importantly, don't forget to rate and review the show as well.
Very important that you guys all do that. And, of course, we want to give a big shout-out to Amazon. Of course, they are our big sponsor. All you need to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the banner, bookmark it, because that's the most important thing, basically, to do. And do your shopping as usual, because when you shop, you help keep this damn silly show on the air.
That's silly.
Well, today, most of it on the air. That's
80% of it will be on the air.
Yeah, there's no better place to go.
We're silly
than Amazon. They have everything. So get what you want.
Like what, Steve?
Yeah.
Well, actually, today I have an Amazon fact.
Today, as opposed to any other day?
A very interesting Amazon
fact. Well, yeah, we don't do the show on Tuesday, so.
That's true.
Well, apparently, Amazon's website has gobbled up 30.7% of traffic over the past year, which is up from 29.6%, and Walmart has taken 5.9%, up from 5.3%, according to a study of 100 shopping sites by digital market intelligence firm SimilarWeb. SimilarWeb found that Amazon generated more than five times the traffic as of Walmart.
I hate traffic.
So Amazon. It's
you know, it'd be really funny if the reason why there was traffic for me, if there was like an Amazon truck crash, that would just be ironic and
I was reading how Amazon needs bigger trucks too, because they're increasing so much and so much volume going on that they're starting to need bigger trucks.
I'm telling you, I told my friends this, like, maybe not Walmart, but companies like Target. I think Target was supposed to get bought by Amazon at some point. It might still happen.
Who knows?
Watch retail stores like disappear, with the exception of Walmart, because Walmart will probably be the only one left standing. It'll just be Amazon versus Walmart. And I still don't think that Walmart will ever be able to match Amazon's delivery service and what they provide.
Oh, gosh, no. I don't think there is a retail store out there that can do that.
No, there isn't. No.
And
Walmart tries. You see the commercials. They really try. I mean, but it's just, it's never the same.
Well, you know, it's kind of like ever since, you know, the internet, you know, came about, the possibilities of so many different things, I think we never foresaw. You know, whether it be retail, music, movies, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, it's like, it's funny. I still tease Roman every now and then. You know, he'll get up in the morning, grab the iPad or grab his phone, and he's watching videos.
Yeah, I know. I come in here, I see him all the time doing it.
And the thing is, they're on YouTube. Well, we've got a smart TV. I mean, you can search through there, dude, and watch it on the big TV. But no, he's doing it through...
That's weird. And I'm like Roman, too. I mean, I love using an iPad and iPhone, too, but I still, like, I know I can use it on my TV, YouTube.
Yeah.
And that's just, I know, it's so funny. I remember when the internet really blew up before Amazon. Mm-hmm. I learned how to do online shopping when I was probably in high school, because we forget eBay came first.
Yeah.
And eBay is just as good as Amazon in certain ways. I think you just can't get food, like fresh food, like you would on Amazon delivered. But I learned
how to get rotten food.
You can, yeah. But I learned how to use eBay when I was like 15. So
I think
I still use it.
The national demographic of who does what is what helps Walmart.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that just don't shop online.
Yeah.
A lot of families.
I love going up there, just get big in the truck. You know, we go down on a Walmart and everything. We just get what we need.
Walk around, look at all the weird people there. Ooh, there's some weird people there.
And look at myself and go, thank God I'm normal.
And get my chewing tobacco and my crowbar. And I don't know why I have a crowbar, but I have chewing tobacco.
Oh, look at that person over there. He could be his own dad.
Yeah, he sure could. Put him in my pickup and let's go for a haul.
And with those boots he's wearing and everything, man, I bet you he's the type of man can step in his own shit and go, it's mine.
I bet that boot's from
Sling
that.
So what we're trying to say is shop on Amazon. Bottom line, you know,
and not Walmart.
And
Walmart doesn't sponsor the show, so don't go there.
Yeah, so screw
unless you really have to, you know.
See,
I go
to Walmart because it's convenient.
Yeah,
and I don't shop online.
That's true. You do. Well, you have trouble texting and tweeting, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think the only online things I've ever really gotten were tickets to Electric Daisy Carnival, because you have to.
Right.
and then
wow, you're so caught up with the times.
A couple of like
he is. Trust me.
Sports clothing for when Henry went into the majors.
Uh-huh.
I got a, like a hat and a shirt,
and that's it.
Yeah,
you're out of control. You need to slow down.
I just don't even things that I maybe should. I just don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're old.
Yeah.
I'm not that cold.
No, let's just have like a moment where we just stare at Steve awkwardly and let's just see what happens.
30 seconds with Steve.
Yeah, 30 seconds with Steve.
What do you guys, what
do you okay, maybe it's 15 seconds.
Yeah,
15 seconds is good
okay,
enough.
That's enough.
Did we stump him?
I think so. So, once again, go to our website. Shop on and click on our Amazon banner. Help us stay on the air so you can hear Steve do that weird shit again all over. You know, it is what it is.
You know, we were telling Quentin last week, like, you know, we have these times where we're funny and we think we're funny. These are one of those moments where we think we're funny.
Yeah, and we're not. Although we're laughing at each other. I like that. That's well, a positive thing.
Should we catch up with each other?
Oh, I suppose.
All right.
Okay, slow down a little bit. So I
catch up. If we go any slower, we're going to be at a dead stop.
We'll be going backwards.
Oh. Let him
Is there anything exciting this week for you, Steve?
I'm trying to remember. Yes, we had the first week of fantasy football, and I got bombed by 50 points. I scored 100, and the guy I was playing with his team scored 150, so it was kind of like, eh. Hmm. So, but one of the problems was that in the draft, I took Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback. And then I took Trubisky from the Chicago Bears as my backup quarterback. And so they played each other, and both defenses were just too overpowering for both offenses. And so I, you know, my quarterback scored like 19 points when they usually score like 25, 35 points if they have a good game. So I was like, ah. But hey, it's early in the season, and you never know. I'd rather start off lousy and end great.
Great, yeah, exactly.
So,
exactly.
That's about all I can. I'm doing this thing, not out of any conscious.
You're doing a thing.
Reason or anything. It's just kind of worked out. But you know, I take a lot of like ibuprofen. Because of like, you know, osteoarthritis and pain in my joints. So I've kind of decided for this last week that I'm just going to put up with the pain and kind of flush it out of my system a little bit.
And it's
amazing. But the thing is, I haven't had any pot for like 3 weeks. I haven't had any alcohol for like 3 weeks.
Oh my God, he's got to go to the hospital.
And I haven't taken any antihistamine. I haven't taken ibuprofen. I haven't taken pseudoephedrine. And
I wonder if you're speaking in coherent sentences. Then
it's like I just kind of letting my body. And
neither was something. I knew there was something different about him today.
Yeah. The problem is, oh my God, I'm in pain. it's really bizarre. But you know, every so often I just like to like give my body a break from all of the external input that I've
been doing.
Yeah, so. I'm going to hit the ibuprofen today, though.
with a bottle of wine.
It's like everything. Like, all my joints hurt.
Oh, geez.
So,
hashtag Steve problems.
I'll eat an edible, take the ibuprofen, and wash it down with some wine.
And then wake up next week.
Yeah like,
What'd you do? I don't know. How was your week, Zach?
Chaotic, but progressive. I saw, on the upside, I saw It, Chapter 2. I saw it twice, actually. I saw it again yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It was, I don't know if you guys have ever seen that the first one.
No. Yeah, I saw it.
He saw it, yeah.
Did you guys like, I don't know if you guys like
I'm not. Movies? I'm not into the Stephen King stuff. So.
Okay.
See, I am.
I am, too.
I love it.
I mean, anywhere from this to The Shining to Misery, I mean, I love the Stephen King
stuff. My idea of a scary movie is Little Women.
See, I just paused like that because I thought it'd be funnier that way.
It is.
I'm trying to figure out if that was funny or not.
Have you seen Little Women?
Little Women.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
I was in Little Women twice on stage.
Little Women walking down. Oh, wrong song. But it was really good because I actually have the book and I'm going to read it one of these days. It's like 1,500 pages. But, I mean, the one thing that everyone complained about this movie was that it was too long. But you got to remember, the book is the size of a Bible, maybe more, or a dictionary.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it a story about, was it four or five women? So it's going to be long.
Why do I bother?
Because you drove all that way.
God, don't even get me started. For those of you who are listening right now in your car, it took me 90 minutes to get here, and it was bad. That's why I said I hate the 90
minutes. If you're listening in your car.
Yeah, if you're listening in your car. Because the show broadcasts exclusively on, you know,
everybody's
Star.
Device.
It's air radio.
All right. Movie was good. I enjoyed it. I saw it twice.
All right.
I got a B on my first health quiz today because I'm taking a health and nutrition class because I need a science class.
Nice.
I got a B minus. I thought I failed it, but it turns out I skated along fine. And I won a bet. I finally proved my mom wrong, which I don't get to do very often. Because I was telling Steve this. One of the questions on the quiz was, and everyone's going to probably be going, really? The question is, true or false? You can contract HIV through oral sex.
Yes.
False.
Really?
Yep.
False, because it's only transmitted through genital fluids and blood. It is not transmitted through saliva, and you certainly cannot ingest it.
Huh.
So even if you ingested a person's blood infected with HIV, you still wouldn't get it. It doesn't go through ingestion. It has to go through the bloodstream.
Interesting.
Has to be a direct contact between blood, your blood and someone else's blood.
Exactly. Or, you know, through obviously sex. And my mom's like, no, you can get it through oral sex. And I'm like, no, you're just wrong. And then my teacher said, no, Zach, you got it right.
Wow. Yes.
It's not that much, but it's an achievement that I hold greatly to my heart because I don't get to prove my mom wrong very often. Yeah! That's all. You know what? I was actually hoping for that.
Well, so. Cool. I had a quiet week overall.
Quiet?
Yeah, it was just kind of like...
That's because you forgot to take your headphones off during the week.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good joke.
I did.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, it's one of those. But no, for me, it was just a quiet week. Didn't do a whole lot. Just kind of relaxed. Busy at work, though. You know. Mm-hmm. But didn't do a whole lot or anything.
Are you still working with those microphones that got messed up?
Oh, yeah, we are. And we're actually going to be starting to work on them and starting to assemble them and everything. So it's. And then we found out, too, that. Well, I don't know if I should say it or not, but, well, I'm not mentioning companies. So, but one of the companies in China, whatever, there's these two knobs on the side, basically. If you look at that picture right there of that microphone.
Yes.
See how it has the two knobs on the side?
The knobs on the side.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. So, those, they were charging
like
us.
Maybe in the front.
No. They were charging us like $5 for a pair. Uh-huh. For those to, you know, to make them the way we wanted them. Mm-hmm. Found another company that is doing it for like 97 cents for a pair.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably not from China?
No, from China also.
From China also.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, they're undercutting each other.
Ooh, and it's just kind of like, okay, all right, well, I guess this is the route we're going to go. So, but.
As long as they do it right.
Exactly. Yeah. No. And they are. They absolutely are. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, should we do our horoscopes, guys?
I guess.
What the hell?
Well, in that case...
Are we there already?
We're on the road right now. Keep driving. Let your horse go for today. Let your horse go for today. Real quick, I just got a great idea. Let's...
Is that why the pressure in the room changed?
Yeah. It'll be really funny if we can get Quentin and his band here from what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Just, we could teach them to play that one little song.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Quentin, just get them together. Play this part real quick. Just to hear that live would be hilarious.
All right. You want to go first?
Yeah, since I'm already talking.
Yeah. Mouth is slapping.
Okay. Even I know the answer to this. Who's the Scorpio?
What?
That was your cue. Scorpio?
Are you Scorpio? Okay. I am Scorpio.
Mr. Carter.
Hey.
Oh, my God. What was that?
Okay.
What?
September.
Why? Where?
Who? September when?
I'm not going to get through this.
What?
September begins with the new moon in Virgo.
Why?
Making a new cycle for your social networks, community, friendships, hopes, dreams, and the fulfillment of wishes.
Wow. Virgo was really happy.
With planets Mercury, Venus, and Mars also in Virgo, Steve's getting in a lot of Virgo.
Oh, boy. Virgo's getting hammered.
I had
to pick my word carefully there.
As it should be.
Making aspects this month, this a chance to network, connect, collaborate with people who can help your vision materialize.
You have visions?
Yeah, seriously. Wow, you've read my mind.
How do you think I got here?
Dude, I thought your vision was just like opening up a bottle of wine.
It used to be.
Okay.
Or in Steve's case, crack open an edible. Let's let go of any expectations of the form that helps come in, and you can inspire support. You can inspire support from your community, friends, and well-wishers who want to help you succeed. That's a little vague. In friendships, if there has been a misunderstanding, this is a chance to forgive the past and heal a connection. So, Steve, we need to start, you know, working on healing our connection.
I'm sorry, you guys.
It's okay.
I really am.
But the first step is admitting that you have a problem.
Oh, there's a problem, all
oh,
right.
Oh, wow.
On the 14th, Mercury and Venus enter Libra. God, you're going in, entering everything.
Entering, boy.
You need some lube?
I ran out, yes.
Okay. Steve, you ignorant slut. For some,
they bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into.
So did this paper. A friendship is moving to a more intimate sexual level. Jeez, this keeps getting better and better. Or you're connecting with someone who stirs powerful emotions within you. If you're experiencing disillusionment, which we all know happens on a regular basis,
yes,
this is a chance to become intimately acquainted with your subconscious patterns and relationships and heal your heart.
The only relationship I have right now is with my right hand.
And it never lets you down, does it?
Never lets me down. Never says no.
But the left hand gets jealous.
Yeah. It does. So sometimes I go, all right.
Just so it feels a little different.
Yeah.
Steve sometimes.
Like somebody else is doing it.
Steve just sometimes looks at his hand and just goes, you do get me, don't you?
Hey, you put a little white shoulders in the palm. It's perfect.
Oh, my God.
Saturn stations direct on September 18th.
And there's more?
Oh, God, there's more, yeah.
Oh, there's always more.
And you're ready to make some tough choices. There's a joke in there somewhere. Trust that they will ultimately benefit all you care about. Also, this is a chance to move past mental blocks and recognize that your perceptions are shaping your reality.
Oh, wow.
Not after that edible. On the 21st, Jupiter and Neptune make a final square. We're at the last paragraph, and it says final
Thank God.
Aspect, in parentheses, the previous two occurred in the mid-January and mid-June. For those of you playing the home game, marking a final turning point in your discovery of your boundless creative and financial potential and the infinite depth of your heart. Something might feel like a risk, but you can't deny how you feel. Have faith in yourself and choose what makes you happy. So Chardonnay or Merlot?
Gummy or
brownie?
Brownie. Yeah.
Oh, no, now they don't. Oh, that'll kill you. Yeah. Remember that story? The last time I had that edible and I thought I was dying?
Yeah. You had way too much, though, too.
Yeah, I know.
Because you didn't read the package.
And what's funny, too, is my friend, my roommate, he got so stoned the other day that he freaked out, and he called me to come over and help him. So I came over, and he's, like, shaking in his bed. I went, dude, what happened? He's like, started with a migraine, and then I smoked too much. Now I can't get out of bed. And I just went...
Oh my God.
You want me to do what about it?
I would have shaken him more.
I did him a really cool favor. I went, I'll turn the air on. Here's a glass of water. And because I'm feeling generous, I said, did you eat anything today? No, I can't get up. Okay, I'll DoorDash you McDonald's. Bye-bye.
There you go.
What a friend.
Yeah.
All right, well, here we go. Taurus, says Zach.
Oh, more me.
Yay. All right, September begins with a Virgo new moon and planets Mercury, Venus, and Mars in Virgo.
I mean, am I entering anything?
Well,
they're entering Virgo.
Virgo's getting around this month.
What a slut.
Jinx.
There you go. You owe me a soda. The part of your chart that relates to your inner child, heart, creativity, love, romance, and sexuality. You're growing and blossoming as the month begins to progress.
I'm turning into a beautiful butterfly.
You all look like little ants. September 13th marks a full moon, which was last night, in Pisces, bringing you aspirations, wishes, and friendship to light. So,
did you guys see that moon last night? That was trippy.
Oh, yeah. Mm. It was awesome.
And on Friday the 13th.
Yeah. All the weirdos came out.
Yeah.
Someone or something could be turning...
Somewhere in this room.
Oh, sorry. Someone or something could be tugging on your heartstrings. Avoid projection. Our illusions are the same cause of our disillusionment. So pay attention on how someone makes you feel rather than disillusionment. I'm sorry. I just read that again twice. Hold on. Pay attention to how someone makes you feel rather than your ideas of an ideal love or romance or the need for public validation of your creativity process.
No one's looking for romance with me.
That's very true.
Romance.
Yeah. Love yourself and you can attract connections that are perfect for you that help you manifest a vision.
I know about that. You can ask me.
All right. After?
And keep basically keep talking to Quentin. You'll be fine.
Yeah, okay. We're BFFs now, dude.
Yeah.
You can also use Chanel number 5. So there's options.
Or Obsession. Mercury and Venus enter Libra on the 14th.
Oh, my.
Which is today. You could be working out the details of a creativity project or integrating a relationship in your life. Remember that there are a creative, loving solution to any situation.
No, there's not.
September 18th, Saturn stations direct, bringing movement on the horizon of opening doors that were previously closed. On the 21st, the final Jupiter-Neptune square brings you into a final turning point of events from mid-January to mid-June. That's a good span there. Hopefully, you're learning the power of the secret to manifesting the life of your dreams, surrendering to a higher divine force.
So, Jesus?
That or a woman that you probably want to be involved
higher
with.
One Buddha? Divine force.
As the sun enters Libra, well, Libra's getting around too, on the 23rd, the focus is on healing and finding balance on all levels.
Okay, that I can relate to. Now we're on a good page.
So yeah, all levels, including health, work, daily routines, and habits. Consciously release what isn't working. And don't be in a hurry to fill a void.
So basically, if I was a heroin addict, it's time for me to let it go?
Pretty much.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, take your time filling that void.
Okay, is there like a fine line between like marijuana? Because that's a deal breaker for me.
No. But as the new moon cycle begins on September 28th, you can start over with a clean slate, making healthier, more balanced choices, and creating a new life that aligns with your inner truth.
So low-calorie marijuana products.
There you go. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
I think with Zach, he's got to find some inner truth before he can apply that.
Hand me that diet weed over there.
There you go.
Okay, we got Hemini.
Hemini.
Are you Hemini?
I'm Hemini. I got a Hemi.
Hemini.
I can't believe I'm that funny.
September 2019.
Uh-huh.
With a Virgo new moon. And planets, Mercury, Venus, Mars, pretty much everybody.
Ooh, an orgy.
They're packed in your house of home, familia, security, and belonging at the start of September. Expect a full house. What's so you can watch television.
So we're playing, now we're playing poker.
What accent is that?
Now, where was that coming from?
Your
throat. At its depth, this is a cycle that sees you stabilizing and growing in security and belonging. As we all need to belong.
Mm-hmm.
Double entendre.
You could be entertaining guests, buying and selling property, renovating your home, and attending to family and domestic matters. Life is stabilizing. Let go of the past and nurture the seeds you're planting.
Steve.
By September 13th, the full moon in Pisces, everybody's getting some, lights up your professional sector, bringing career opportunities to the forefront. A cycle is ending. Okay.
That stumped you?
Yeah, a lot of this does. Clear the path for the new vision that's forming.
Oh, wow.
This will require a careful balance and clear domestic arrangements. Why did I just get a text?
Because you don't turn your freaking sound off.
Oh. On the 21st, the final Jupiter-Neptune square brings you to a final turning point in events that are unfolding in mid-January, mid-June. This sounds like the other one. surrounding your relationships and a professional situation. Do you have any professional situations?
Like a hooker?
Hey, hey. It's me over here.
Oh.
I don't know why you're looking at Zach.
Hi.
Strike that.
Everything I just said was not to you.
Well, that escalated
even
quickly.
Though I'm looking into your deep blue eyes.
I think they're green today.
Not having any kind of stimulation in my body has warped me.
You know, I kind of got jealous that he was looking at you and not me.
And I've lost my place.
Gay.
Something about a professional situation. Oh, there it is. Hopefully, you realize how supportive a partner is of your dreams.
I don't know. You kept looking at Zach when you read that, so I don't know, partner.
Hi, big boy.
Okay. It doesn't matter what something looks like to the world. Got that? Yeah, good. It was for him, but I wanted to read it to you so we can keep
take a look
him
at
off.
This.
Oh, hey, is that your H or IQ? It doesn't matter what something looks like to the world, but there out. Is at least one person in your life who makes your world go round. The 28th marks a new moon in Libra and marks a new cycle for matters of the heart, creativity, and I'm going to need help with this word.
Who's this guy, Mark?
I don't understand it. I'll spell it. S-E-X.
Essex?
I know that one.
I don't know that word. And your inner child.
That's what sex does.
Sex.
Child.
Okay, this is weird. Oh, sex lame. And your inner child.
Wow.
Right there.
FBI's listening.
Oh, boy, they're going to call the police on that. You're entering a deeper intimacy with love and finding true peace and contentment, if not happiness. For some, this could be the beginning of a new creative project or a budding romance.
Wow.
Oh, so, Sean.
So basically, I might finally get answered on Tinder then.
Those horoscopes were aggressively long.
Yeah, they were. So you know what? I'm just going to do this. Oh, you know what? Before I forget, though.
Please don't.
No, I have to do this, though. Normally, when we do our horoscopes, we have Tina Anderson with us. She is our spiritual guide for the show and everything. She is doing something really, really cool today from, was it 3? I'm trying to read it. Where is it at?
3 through 5.
It's 3 to 5 tonight. So you can join her at what's called for an angel party at San Clemente Vitality Center. This is really cool. It's today from 3 to 5 at 647 Camino de los Mares, Suite 218 down in San Clemente. It's featuring a short group meditation, individual mini readings, institution building to help you recognize signs and messages. She's also do a take-home oracle card, a crystal, and a word intention. All of it in fun, supportive, and sacred space. And the it's really inexpensive for her. It's only $25 per person. You can give her a call and save your spot at 949-441-7755. And again, that's to help save your spot. Now, if you want to contact Tina directly to do a separate reading or anything like that, more private, you can call her at 949-322-1228. You can also get a hold of her at Tina at TinaAndersonOC.com. She's going to be there again from 3 to 5 down in San Clemente. So at the San Clemente Vitality Center. Check it out. Go meet her. She is awesome. She's helped me a couple of times doing some readings and everything. And been very, very helpful, actually.
I have a question.
So, yeah.
I don't know if it says there. Again, we might have to talk to her. But how many of the Victoria's Secret models are going to be there?
Couldn't resist, could you? Just
what?
Well, after that horoscope discussion. None.
My mind is not exactly in the right place at the moment.
But
or maybe it is.
Speaking of virgins, you got some Virginia facts, don't you?
I do. And you know.
Those are not the same thing.
It seems
for him,
like
it could be.
It
trust
could
me.
Be, yeah. Well, you know, of course, the tourism slogan for Virginia is Virginia is for lovers.
That's true.
So here we go. That's why we have lovable facts about Virginia.
Oh, I know what song this is.
What song is it?
Meet Virginia.
Yeah. Doing it, Mark Thompson.
Pat Monahan.
Virginia.
Live version, too.
It was the first successful British colony in North America. It used to be a lot bigger, but at the time of the Revolutionary War, Virginia encompassed parts of what are now Kentucky and West Virginia. Which brings up a question. If there's a North Dakota and a South Dakota, a North Carolina and a South Carolina.
Is there a North Virginia?
There's a West Virginia. Why isn't there an East Virginia?
It is. It's called the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
I'm glad you agree.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that was about as funny as the things I say.
Oh, God. Shots fired.
Wow. Oh, my God. Can you hear me? Kleenex? I think I just got tagged.
Yeah, you need a tissue.
You have an issue. Here's an issue.
Its General Assembly is the oldest continuous legislative body in the Western Hemisphere.
Oh, wow.
In its early years, Virginia was a colony of servants. According to the Virginia Historical Society, three-quarters of the English immigrants to Virginia in the 1600s were indentured servants at some point. Okay. Well, it's very green. The state's Department of Forestry reports that 62% of the state is forested.
Wow, that's actually an awful lot.
Wow.
That's more than half.
And maybe even larger than two. It's the motherland of U.S. presidents. Four out of the first five, the Massachusetts-born John Adams being the only exception. A total of eight U.S. presidents have been born in Virginia.
I'll be darned.
That's bizarre.
Wow.
I guess some state had to have the most.
Yeah.
It's Virginia.
Of course, early colony days, too, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It has its own English dialect. Okay, this is weird. Residents of Tangier Island, an island in the Chesapeake Bay, where British colonists settled starting in the 1680s. For some reason, they speak in a very particular way due to the small island's isolation. The islanders sound a lot more like Brits than Americans, and their speech includes a variant of words that can be traced back to the colonial English. Everybody used to speak funny here.
They still do.
Yes,
especially
we do.
Down south.
That's right.
This room.
Down south. So there's north, south, west, nothing. There's more. It's a big source of labor for the federal government. More than 700,000 Virginians were employed by the government as of December 2015.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Having trouble there?
The BLS. Northern Virginia is home to the headquarters of numerous federal agencies, including the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Science Foundation, all the military and national security agencies in the Pentagon, the CIA, and more. I wonder what's the more. Thanks to the Chesapeake Bay, the state is the largest seafood producer on the Atlantic coast and the third largest in America. Oh, here we go. Everybody will perk up. It's a wine destination.
Woo-hoo.
I guess that's why Virginia's for lovers. Virginia
drunk.
Wine may not be as well known as wine from Napa or France, but people have been making wine in the state since Jefferson planted European. No, I'm not. I'm fine here. Grapes at Monte. That place with an M.
Two people just tuned out right now.
Monticello. I know I have. It doesn't have any major professional sports teams, making it the largest state without a major league sports franchise.
Oh, wow.
How cool.
That's true. Yeah, because the Redskins are on the Maryland side.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they is.
Yes, am they. It's a it's a God. Surfing. I am really messed up partner. Right now. It's hey, dude, it's a surfing hotspot, man.
Oh, he's changing accents.
Oh, cowabunga, the annual East Coast Surfing Championships. Oh, yeah. Now in its 53rd year, yeah, it's right, Chaw, is hosted by Virginia
Beach. When did you become a Ninja
Beach.
Turtle?
Oh, dude, it bills itself as North America's longest running surf contest.
Sounds like the Ninja Turtles when they aged at the age of 60.
Give me some skin.
No.
Yeah, no.
Okay, that's it for Virginia.
Cool. Virginia State Facts. Oh,
boy, awesome. That took a long time.
Well, that's because you read it. So,
I could read more.
No. One thing I want to bring up with you guys, I've seen this from time to time and everything, and I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on this.
We forgot to say something.
What's that?
Work hard, have fun. Make history. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I want to wrap that up.
And that was the cherry on top of the whole comedy cake.
Yeah, love it, love it. But, you know, every once in a while, these guys get together and mash up two songs, you know, together. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so let's say you get a Beatles song.
Right.
And then mix it in or mash it up with, let's say, a Bon Jovi song.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
And you put them together.
Oh, okay.
And see if it works. So I want to get your guys' opinion because I came across this the other day and see what you think. This is Van Halen and Michael Jackson, and it's doing Panama and Beat It.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, I like both songs very much.
I'm already in it. I'm intrigued. It's both Eddie Van Halen playing guitar.
Reach down between my legs
and beat it.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so cool.
The fire's in their eyes and their works are really clear. So beat it. Just beat it. You better run, you better do what you can.
Oh, I want more of these.
I'm kind of glad they went the Michael Jackson route to sing this.
That is some audio skill.
Yeah.
Sounds like it was meant to be that way in the first place.
Yeah.
Whoa. What's that?
Maybe he's in the wall hanging by a thread.
That's cool.
Or Eddie was like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. They were hair boys.
Oh, yeah.
Even Michael Jackson didn't have this big head of hair. Thing
there you go.
Kind of so reminded cool. me about Gino
uh-huh.
because when Gino and I worked at Golden West College, and Gino would put on that was it Bob Rivers or something his Christmas songs that are kind of wacky,
mm-hmm.
and one of them is you can sing "Old Little Town of Bethlehem" to the tune "House of the Rising Sun."
Really,
it's the same song.
I'll be darned.
It is so cool. And we'd play that. And it was just so funny because different times and different songs, so you just see somebody suddenly go, "What is going on?" It was great. So, but that was the
whole thing.
It was the same. It was a mashup for that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I wanted to share that with you guys because I thought that was kind of cool. So, but one thing we do want to do, of course, we got the news yesterday about Eddie Money.
Oh yeah,
and. This one hit me a little hard.
Really?
Yeah. You know, and
you're a fan.
Like, I'm a fan, but I'm not. I don't go deep in his catalog, though. But I mean, you know, he was an interesting guy, and I was listening to a lot of people talking about him, and just how all around a nice guy he was when he came in.
Oh, cool.
You know, very gracious, very always willing to help out and so forth and everything. So he had an interesting life. Of course, his real name was Edward Joseph Mahoney.
It's a Mahoney, is it?
Yeah. And of course, professionally, he was known as Eddie Money. He was an American singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, which I did not know. I know he played the saxophone, but I thought that was it. And, of course, he had success in the 70s and 80s with a string of top 40 songs, platinum albums. Money was well-known for songs such as Baby Hold On, Two Tickets to Paradise, I Think I'm in Love, Shaken, Take Me Home Tonight, I Want to Go Back, Walk on Water, and Love in Your Eyes. He was born into a large Irish Catholic family in Brooklyn. He grew up on Long Island. His grandfather, father, and brother were all members of the New York Police Department. He also joined the police department, left after 2 years to pursue a career in music. In 1968, he moved to California, where he was in Berkeley, and then he became a regular at city clubs there, and then he secured a recording contract with Columbia Records, and of course, that was in 78, I believe. So basically, from late 70s, he continued his success and took advantage of MTV Music's video scene in the early 80s. His career began to decline after an unsuccessful album in 83, but then he made a comeback in 86. And then he also wrote and performed original songs for the films such as Americathon, Over the Top, Back to the Beach, and Cuffs, along with the television series Hardball. His health issues led to cancer this past summer. He was going to go on tour throughout July, but he had developed pneumonia while recovering from a heart valve surgery.
Heart valve surgery.
Yeah, so I was getting conflicting things because I was saying, well, did he die of the cancer or did he die of complications? And, well, he died, of pneumonia due to the heart surgery. It was just so happened that he was diagnosed with stage 4 esophageal cancer. So the cancer didn't kill him.
Ugh.
It was complications from the valve basically, right. And that developed pneumonia. So, but yeah, so he died yesterday at the age of 70. See, how old are you, Steve?
I'm not 70.
Exactly. Okay. The family did read a statement. Basically, it says, with heavy hearts, we say goodbye to our loving husband, father. We cannot imagine our world without him. We are grateful that he will live on forever through his music. And I was going through his catalog, and boy, what a catalog this guy has. Very, very memorable songs, for sure. And as I was putting this together, I started to get a little teary-eyed. And what I liked about him was his voice, you know, and the way he did things. So so here is our tribute to the great Eddie Money. And there you go, guys. A wonderful tribute to the great Eddie Money, who we lost yesterday. So, and Zach, you're saying you didn't realize how many hits this guy had, huh?
It's more like I knew the songs, but I just didn't know, like, oh, that was him?
Yeah.
I just kind of assumed, like, oh, that's a classic song. Like, do you know who it is? No.
No.
So last night, I mean, unlike Steve, I got stoned last night because that's how I enjoy. Yeah. Oh, that's how I enjoy music. And I'm just kind of like, you know what? I'm just gonna put Eddie Money on shuffle. I'm just gonna for like an hour. I just sat there.
He had a lot of good songs.
Hearing nothing but with him on shuffle.
Well, I was doing two things. I was listening to Eddie Money Greatest Hits, and I was also doing auditions.
Whoa. Yeah.
And all that.
Well, yeah, even Christian Han, our friend Christian James Han, you know, from the Sessions, was saying that if you really want to get to know him or just have a good idea, you know, definitely get the Greatest Hits, because everything from front to back is a great song on there. It's just it's a barn burner.
Like I said, I covered an hour, and I was like, God, it's 10 o'clock? Wow, yeah. I really listened to a whole hour of Eddie Money. I'm like, good for me.
Yeah, it's like kind of going to a concert almost for you.
Yeah, yeah. So. It was like a safari.
As you guys know, we are doing the quest for the co-host with the mo-host. And basically, you know, we are trying to find somebody to fill in the spots for the co-host position and the Gal About Town position. And awesome. Okay. So we had a very interesting morning today.
Yes, we did.
After I posted all the lovely pictures of the ladies who are going to be in today.
Yeah.
And so basically, three decided to back out at the last moment. So, one of them right now is on her way from, urgent care. So something happened to her this morning. So she's on her way over. So in the meantime, we were going to talk to one of them, for whatever God knows reason why she decided to be a part of this thing. She's actually very cool. And her name is Brianna. How you doing, Brianna? So, and you go by Bree.
I go by Bree, like the cheese. Yep.
Exactly. And so first off, why did you want to be a part of this whole stupid program?
Oh, good question. All right.
Yes, it is.
Hope you got a good answer.
Okay. I've been trying to get my foot in the entertainment business for a while. My mother, she's my aunt. That's a long story that we can get into at another time. But the person who raised me, she was in the entertainment business. She was an actor. She modeled. She did stuff for, forgot which studio it was, one of the ones in LA. Mm-hmm. So she kind of got me into that at a young age. And then I kind of had a really difficult family upbringing where I didn't get to necessarily pursue any of the art that I wanted to do. I basically had to kind of provide for my family and just kind of be. I'm the oldest of five siblings.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Six. I have five younger siblings, but I come from a family that's very broken up a little bit. So I kind of took on that responsibility of helping my family since my aunt took on that responsibility of helping me.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went to college and started studying theater, actually. I was doing that for 3 years, and of course, college stuff, bunch of stuff happens.
Right.
Breakdowns, what am I doing with my life? My life's over, all that jazz. Mm-hmm. So I put my entertainment kind of on the back burner for a year. I just kind of focused on, I'm a daycare teacher. I've been doing that for 3 years with four different companies, so I've been working with the littles.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What teacher did you say?
A daycare teacher.
Daycare.
So, yeah, I work with kids kindergarten through sixth grade. My answer as to why I joined the show.
Yeah.
Sorry, that went on a long tangent.
That's okay.
Yeah, so basically
not
started,
unlike us.
Yeah.
Because I was like, all right, I'm going to send it full. I'm going to do my acting, do entertainment, do dance. I've been taking six dance classes this semester. I've been trying to get into that as well. So I wanted to make a platform. So I did the whole backstage account and the $20 a month, put up some pictures and tried to update some videos because I haven't done it in so long. I don't have anything really fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just submitting, not really hearing back from many people. And then all of a sudden, one day I get an email from you.
Yeah.
It's like, you're invited to audition for this. And then we contacted each other, had a phone conversation.
Yeah.
It sounded like something I really like. And like I said, my mom heavily influenced me getting into this field. Every morning I would get so annoyed because all I want to do is listen to music. But she's like, I'm driving driving you to school. We're listening to Mark and Brian on the radio. So I was like, oh, fine. Right. I don't want to hear people talking. That's not cool. I want to listen to music. But now, like, I know who they are, and it's awesome that you guys are doing this tribute thing to the, you know, for them.
Right.
And then I told my mom about it, and my parents, they freaked out. They're like, that's so cool. Oh, my gosh. We told you this was good for you. So, yeah. So that's why I'm here.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
Blur
awesome.
Out.
Steve, you want to ask her any questions? Or
where does the white go when the snow melts?
God.
Well, I mean, it wasn't snow to begin with. It was pee. Where does the white go?
Yes, the white.
Yeah, so that means that implies that it was some other color before, which means it was yellow. So somebody had to take a leak, and then you know it.
She rambles just like I do.
It melted.
Yeah, exactly.
There went it.
Wow.
Oh my God.
How about that?
I'm in trouble.
Yep.
I'm in trouble.
I'm a talker. I love talking. It's great.
Even if it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, fit right in.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Best friends now.
Well, let me ask you this, Bree.
Yeah.
So you'll have the opportunity to be in front of a microphone every week if you get chosen for this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
What are your hopes to do with that microphone if you get into that position?
Oh, a lot. I, like I said, last year I went through a lot in my life where mm-hmm. I kind of felt like, what do I do? What's my purpose? I'm not useful. I didn't know what to do, basically. And now I'm in a position where since I'm back in school, I've realized I just really love learning. Like, I'm a nerd. Like, I genuinely get depressed if I miss class. Like, I'm like,
oh, wow.
You know, like, I miss that information. I like learning. I think knowledge and education is important. So I just want to learn a bunch of new cool things and bring it in and talk to people about it. I want to learn about music. I want to learn about history. I want to learn about philosophy. I'm getting in, like I said, into the whole dancing and all of that, and possibly want to write music. I sing as well.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I do. I just love the arts and performing in general, but it's something that I have to kind of break. I have to break the stage fright when it comes to that. With acting, I have no problem, but singing, I've always been like really self-conscious.
You said you're taking dance.
Yes.
Are you taking any music classes?
Okay. Well, I've taken music classes my whole life. I did. I actually went to Orange County High School of the Arts for.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. I did that.
Very cool.
I've lived everywhere in Orange County. I've been to 17 different schools. I want to say like I don't like all the way like. Just the whole freeway from the 5 to like the 57, like just that whole stretch is my home. Like I say that's mine.
That's a big house.
Yeah, it's my house. Welcome, guys. Welcome. Yeah. Anyways, what was my point? You lost my point. You asked me a question. Oh, no.
Music classes.
Yes, thank you. So I went to OSHA for 8th and 9th grade. So I auditioned 7th grade. And I think that year about a little over 2,000 auditioned for 8th grade Integrated Arts Conservatory, which is basically a little bit of everything. It's not a special concentration. It's a little bit of acting, a little bit of dancing, a little bit of writing, singing, all of that. Cool. So it's, what, 2019? It's been since 2016. I mean, I sing
3 years,
in the car, and I'm trying to, like, maybe get some friends together to collab, you know? But, yeah, no, I know my voice needs some more training for sure, because it's I have some days where it's amazing and then some days I sound like a dying cat.
In your eyes, is there anything that you do that's like really kind of strange or quirky? Or
I do a bunch of strange things and weird things. I don't know. I mean, I'm obsessed with cartoons. I was born in 97. Oh, now you guys know my age. Cool.
Okay,
anyways.
4 minus the 2.
Yeah, almost 22. I'll be 22 on Thanksgiving. Well, I was born on Thanksgiving, not this year. This year, I think it's the day before or the day after. It's that. So, yeah, I love cartoons. I know almost
everything. Did you ever have access to the Disney Channel?
Yeah.
Did you watch Phineas and Ferb?
I did. We talked about that. Again, that was a little bit more my sister's generation. My sister is 14. I have a couple sisters, but that came out when I was like, I want to say 11 or 12. So I liked it. I liked that. I would say that was one of the ones that they made recently that was really good, you know, compared to, because I'm sorry to anybody who's listening if you're in the entertainment business now or cartoon business. The shows are not very good. I think the last good generation of, like, solid cartoons, I want to say, was, like, 2007, like, that produced, you know, on all the channels, Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, Disney. I think everything else is kind of either they're copying it, they're rebooting, they're remaking a lot of shows, or they're just
Yeah. And the reason Steve brought that up is because that's one of our favorite shows. And fortunately for us, the creators of the show are friends of ours.
That's so cool.
And so, you know, it's funny because every time we talk about it, it's like one of the few shows that both parents and children can sit down together and watch. It's kind of like watching the old Warner Brother cartoons.
I can see that,
you know, and where the parent's going to get the same joke at one level, mm-hmm. where the kid's going to get the joke at another level.
Yeah.
And Phineas and Ferb are exactly the
And their theme
the same
song
way.
Is amazing.
So if you get chosen for this whole thing, what are you hoping to get out of this show overall?
I think the most important thing for me would be some type of community and, like, family and friendship, I think, is something that's really important to me. Like I said, I've been to 17 different schools. Mm-hmm. I've moved around a lot. I've met a lot of people, which is great, but people come and go. Mm-hmm. And I'm at a point in my life where, you know, I'm 22. I want solid friends. I want people that I could be like, hey, you want to go to karaoke? Let's go. Yeah. And I don't feel like you're going to judge me, and I feel like we're solid friends. We could go do that. We can all hang out. So that's really what I'm looking for, is just like a group of people who are like-minded to do something similar, have fun. Like, this is something I really like to do. You guys like to do that as well. So that's my main thing.
Nice. Yeah. Very cool. All right. Hey, Zach.
Yeah.
Where are we at with Sarah? Is she nearby or?
Is this one on?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Is this thing on?
Hello. Oh,
you know what? She's here, so I will retrieve her.
Oh, okay, great. Awesome. You know what? I'm going to play. We'll play a quick song then, and while you go down and get her.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed, and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your hand.
Alrighty, guys. Well, fortunately for us, we have our other contestant in the room who is fresh from seeing a doctor, which had a little bit of an adventure. So welcome, Sarah, to the room.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. And let's go ahead and get a little bit closer to that microphone, Sarah.
Sorry. I thought it was too close.
No, you're
Hello,
fine.
Hello, testing. Hello.
Right. There you go. All right. So,
that's too much.
So, what happened this morning?
So, rather not get into details, let's just say lady problems.
Ouch.
No one wants to hear about that, but freaked out a little bit, fainted.
Oh, no.
Went to the doctor, and they said, oh, no, that's perfectly fine. He thought I was kind of dumb for coming in the first place. Leave. He's like, oh, but since you fainted, you should probably wait to drive a bit, you know. So
got it.
Now I'm a little bit better, but feel a stupid.
That's okay. You're here. You're safe. Everything's okay.
Yeah.
And that's what counts.
You can never be stupid for trying to find something. If something's wrong, you need
rather
to
be safe than sorry.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, very cool. Well, welcome. And we're glad that everything's okay and glad that you were able to come in.
I'm fine.
So we were obviously talking with Bree and everything. So now we'll switch everything over to you, Sarah. First of all, thanks for wanting to do this whole experiment with us and everything. Why would you want to join this dumb program, though?
Well, I mean, I'm an actress who's not very successful. I also am a game designer. So
I like
a lot
that.
Of time on my hands.
So, something we all have in common now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm also a game designer, so...
really?
Yeah, but I work for myself, so... sorry, turn so you can't hear me. I'm an indie game designer, so I work from home.
Uh-huh.
So I have a lot of time on my hands, so you may as well. Why not?
Very cool. What made you want to submit, though, to us, though, and be a part of it, though?
Well, I mean, I kind of like the format. I do a lot of broadcasts through Twitch, so it's a format I'm used to. Actually, wow. Before I went on this one, I went on an audition, if you can call it that,
sure.
Where they took all these girls. I don't know if you heard about this, but there's this audition where they had all these girls in a room, and they were trying to get us to do this Chinese social media thing. That, like, I don't want to say the name of it, but, like, they were basically hiring girls to go on, and all you do is you just sit there and you talk to people. And I was saying, I'm like, oh, so they want the, like, contact, you know, like, kind of like Twitch. Like, they just want to talk to you. And they're like, no. Like, we're going to be frank with you. It's because they want to sleep with you. So we want you to dress provocatively, like, all this stuff. I'm like, what?
Like, sounds a lot so like,
well,
like
thank you
Big
for your
O.
Honesty.
Well, thanks for that.
Was it Big O?
There's a few of them.
How did you know about that?
Wait a minute.
How do you
I spend a lot of time at home.
That's why Steve's in the corner.
Yeah, exactly. No, there were, I discovered a bunch of them through this. I'm like, how many of these apps are there? There's a bunch. Yeah, really popular in Asia.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's scary. Just
that's
how
weird.
People are.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well,
yeah,
interesting.
That's a thing.
So with the program and everything, you'll have the opportunity to be in front of a microphone mm-hmm. every week. What goals would you have? Whatever, knowing that, and what would you want to do with the microphone?
Make people laugh. I hope, and just have nice conversations with people and. Yeah.
And that's it.
What, right. You know what podcasts do.
Mm-hmm. Or hopefully what they do, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, cool.
We always hope that they laugh. You know,
hopefully
not
laugh.
And that's the thing, not being, like when...
Not cry.
Years ago,
yeah.
When, you know, we'd sit around with our friends and stuff and say things, you know, and people would laugh or they wouldn't, you know, we got that. With this, it's kind of odd. You hope people laugh, mm-hmm. and you only know from things they say later or how they act later. You
That's
don't
true.
Know what's going on the other side of this microphone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can just kind
sometimes
of
things will come up, whatever.
Be yourself, I guess.
Yeah, and sometimes things will come up, whatever, even with ideas, whatever, and we'll look at the next day and go, squirrel nuggets? What the hell is that about?
Who thought that was funny?
Yeah. What the squirrel nuggets?
I said
nuggets?
That one thing? What?
Wow. Okay.
They
all
caught
right.
that?
Interesting.
So. Yeah. Anything that you feel in your life that's like really off the wall, kind of odd, quirky?
Oh, you're asking me.
Yes.
Oh.
Or quirky about yourself?
Well, I guess one thing is that I know a little bit of Japanese because I'm kind of a weeb. Do you guys know what weebs are?
Yeah, I'm a
You're
weeb.
A weeb.
I've been getting into Yu-Gi-Oh recently.
Oh,
we need
really?
To talk. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That,
the show
that is
the
a good. That
they just
is
both
a,
woke
that
up right
is a
now.
Blast from
Oh, yeah, we're weebs.
Here's the thing about Yu-Gi-Oh, guys.
What is the hell is a weeb?
Okay, weeb comes from the term weebu, which actually is not a Japanese term. I just learned recently. It came from a comic from a long time ago. Point is,
it's Greek.
Greek.
Yes.
Oh, wow, you knew this.
Okay. Oh, you actually knew. It is a term for people that, like, are white and that like Japanese culture and they're really cringy. That's pretty much, yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm a weeb.
You do?
I didn't
oh my
know
God,
that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or Japanophile.
I
yes.
do. I watch anime all the time. I watch these shows
too,
like that girl all the time.
I can't
you're
be a weeb.
Too? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Get
back out here.
Yeah.
I can't be a weeb. I'm brown.
You're brown.
I got Dragon Ball Z on my arm.
Oh, shit. That's cool. That's awesome.
I just became cold.
That's so cool.
Like, you think you're a weeb? Let's
let's duel. I have my Yu-Gi-Oh cards
okay.
in the car.
Duel. Sorry. Okay.
I love sushi. Does that count?
No.
Damn.
No. That's just being normal.
You were being nice.
You gotta step
like,
up.
No.
You gotta step up, Sean.
But see, I feel like cool weebs, like, we actually play video games. And we
yeah,
actually
we
know
actually
the
understand.
Like, we actually understand it.
And
like,
we know what the culture is
I
like.
I go home at night and I actually watch Yu-Gi-Oh! And I'm learning to play the cards. And sometimes you
oh,
have the
cool.
people. Yeah, we should play sometime.
Yeah, the cards are cards are hard, actually.
No, I'm just learning. I literally just built my deck. I got Dark Magician. I have my friends got Blue Eyes White Dragon.
You can actually make money
for Sean, should
I know,
we just go for a beer?
Yeah, yeah. Let them take over the show.
You guys just keep talking.
Sarah. BS. Don't take the BS.
There you go.
Exactly. Got it.
Yeah.
I like
that.
That was cool.
Okay. Because we have a show now.
Okay.
Yes.
So you, okay. So
I'm
like, what?
So we have we went from a weeb, right? Yeah. Okay, and then you said there was something else or whatever that was complimentary to that or something.
Japanophile, which sounds like pedophile, but it's actually
That is a scary word.
I know it sounds really scary, but actually it's the nice official term for somebody that likes Japanese culture who's not Japanese. There's also otaku, which is a Japanese word for that.
Hmm.
So basically, otaku is not a weeb, but it's hard to explain. Okay. It's like weebs are just really cringy. They don't know what the culture's like.
I can't. There they go. I like this.
I know.
This is interesting. Yeah.
I found my new best friend. I was just saying I needed a new female best friend. Here we go. Thank
it's
you.
It's so hard to find female friends literally, when you play video games.
We had to go on backstage. We had to get selected. This is how we found each other.
That's awesome.
It's a story. There you go.
All right. So we're going to take two more girls and put them on a date and see what happens.
What happens next?
Yes.
That's up to you guys. Let's see. Do you have anything else you want to ask Sarah or anything? Or?
Let's see. Either
are
one
you
of you.
Notes? Is that what
yes, I am. Are either of you a mermaid?
I would love to be one.
I don't think so.
You.
Nah.
Either of you have stinky feet.
I totally have stinky feet.
No, it gets to the point where they smell outside the shoe. Like people can smell it,
and you know
as you're wearing
them, and you're just like, oh, that's me. You're like,
yeah,
oh.
You're like, you're just like, you can't go through your day like that.
Nothing else smells. It's just the feet.
It's
I don't
just
understand.
I don't get it. Yeah. It's because they retain moisture.
Okay, yeah,
very well.
I guess I think the materials in women's shoes are not conducive to aeration.
Maybe
or
that's what we should. Like, we should create a product.
Could be.
Like guys wear shoes that are like mesh or there's holes in them there's a lot of that's interesting.
The solution is socks.
It's more common than they realize.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
The more you know.
Yeah, exactly. Now you said you also went to what, Fullerton College?
Cassie Fullerton.
Okay.
Both are alumni.
Yeah, we've well, no, I'm still going there, actually.
Oh, still going there, I'm sorry.
But I will get
an alumni. Yeah, and then in your background is what, mainly television and film?
Television and film. It was called radio, TV, film.
Right.
But then they realized no one wants to go into the radio part of it. It's like very, it's like you just assume, as I'm on a podcast, I'm saying this, but when you go into it, you assume, like, if you're going to learn podcast stuff, then you take a class for it. There's not really a major for it.
Right.
So they changed it to cinema and television arts, which sounds really douchey, so I just say film and television.
It's exactly what it is at Fullerton College, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you go to Cal State Fullerton in film.
Yes, I did. I graduated a few years ago.
When?
2016.
Cool. Is there anything else that you want to tell us about you?
You kind of know everything already, I guess. I'm not that interesting. I play video games most of the time. When I'm not playing video games, I design video games, and then I weeb out. That's pretty much it.
Okay. What do you do for fun on the side? Like,
what do you do for fun?
Yeah, do you get out and relax or whatever?
Nani?
What's fun? Nani?
Nani?
What?
Nani?
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 Oh my gosh.
Is that like a weebo?
Okay. Yeah, that's a weeb thing.
Okay. It means Japanese for what?
Yeah.
It means a what in Japanese.
Yes.
So it's like people go, Nani?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to stop.
Now, when you say that, though, do your lips move first and then the word comes out? Or?
The bad dub.
Yeah.
I dubbed all the time?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's good. Do you have to talk like that, though, when you're a weeb? Never mind.
Yes, you do. There's a dialect. No. Fun. Well, I have a boyfriend. He's in Australia, though. So I guess Skyping with him is, I guess.
He's in Australia.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend is in Australia.
Yeah,
is there an echo in here?
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
Australia.
Zach, did you hear that? Her boyfriend's in Australia.
Yeah,
is this something I don't know?
My mom's boyfriend's Australian.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's actually here right now. He flies out like 5 times a year.
Where's he from?
Melbourne.
Oh, yeah. He's from Canberra, so not too far from there, like about 8 hours.
How did you guys meet?
We went. It's so nice.
Outback Steakhouse.
Outback Steak. I took him there, and he was like, "This is not Australian at all.
This is not Australian.
The blooming onion." No. So funny.
And Foster's is not Australian for beer.
No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
Australian for beer. No.
That's piss water.
It's so funny because I can't do the accent, and I try, and he's like, "You know, it's almost good."
Oh yeah.
I suck at accents. I'm an actor, and you're an actor.
Yeah. I know. I can't do accents
either
at all.
Sucks. Got to learn IPA, International Phonetic Alphabet. That helps.
I need to.
It's
yes.
hard, but yeah, we can study sometime together.
Yeah. Oh. Oh no, dos trice.
Dos trice.
Sorry.
Oh, this is going to be interesting later.
Anyway, so how did you guys meet?
We went to a YouTube convention and we happened to network because I did YouTube for a while. I quit because it's almost impossible to make money and like actually make it on there right now.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah. But also it's just a lot of work to like edit videos every single week.
Yeah.
But I was really into it. And so me and my friend were like, okay, we need to go network. You know, like we need to make connections and stuff. So we go to this panel. And so he's in the room. It was funny was is that my foot was broken. So I was in a cast. And so I had a hard time walking around. And so he's crossing. He was trying to get to somebody else. I think he was kind of like, I don't know if I want to talk to her. I was like, hey. And I like pull him over. I'm like, what's up? I like make him talk to me basically. Uh-huh. And then things kind of went from there. And then we became friends.
How many years have you guys been together?
We've been dating for about a year and a half now.
And how tough has it been knowing?
It's not easy. We fly back and forth. We basically go 3 months apart from seeing each other at a time. But, you know, I don't know, we fit. So it's kind of hard to find that sometimes. So
interesting.
You try to make it work.
I have a question.
Sure, yeah.
Are we going to do the island game? We've done it with
Oh, that's right.
Others.
We did. We did do that. That's one thing we did forget to do. Yeah, before we go.
Are you going to not give us the island game?
Wow. We will give you the island
game. Ooh, I take offense.
That monster. Man, I'm so sorry.
Come on, we're two girls that love games.
That's true. Yeah. That's very true. That's true. That's true. All right, so here we go.
SpongeBob?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so both of you are on a deserted island. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is, you're going to spend the rest of your life there. You can only take one candy bar with you. What would it be, Sarah?
I would take a Payday bar, not because it's the best, but because it has the most protein on it.
Payday.
All right.
Lots of peanuts.
I would take a Cadbury fruit and nut bar because it has the chocolate, fruits, and nuts, and there you go.
Oh,
everything
you
need.
Both girls are very healthy.
Yes.
Very
healthy.
Mm-hmm. You can only take one album with you. What would it be, Sarah?
Oh, this is going to be so nerdy. I would take the album of Godspell, the musical.
Oh, not bad. That's a good choice. Bring it.
Well, just where I am right now, I would say we've got it from here, A Tribe Called Quest.
Ooh, ooh, interesting.
Yeah, yeah, that's
very cool. You could only take one movie with you. What would it be?
Pride and Prejudice, 2006.
Okay. Brie?
That's hard.
I know.
It's really hard. It really depends on my mood.
Something you can watch over and over,
and over again,
yeah. Not get tired of it.
Okay, I'm going to... We'll go back next week, but for right now, I'm saying Grease, just because it's like, you know, it's a feel-good movie. It's got some music, so.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Not Grease 2.
Not Grease 2, no, Grease. Not Grease 2.
Yeah,
Grease 2. You got some music, you got some dancing, you got a story.
Have some self-respect.
All right. You can only take one type of food with you. Oh. What would it be?
Sorry.
You weeb?
No, I was about to say, I'd probably take rice because it's hard to get sick of that. Going practical.
Just rice alone? That's
just
it?
Rice. I had somebody answer that a long time ago and said that, and I was like, that's smart. I'm going to do that.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rice is nice.
Bean and cheese burritos. That's pretty much all I eat anyways. So, yeah, I love them.
Oh, that's a better answer.
Yeah,
bean and cheese.
I want to change it.
All right. You can take one person for conversation's sake. It can't be a relative or anything of that nature. But it can be anybody throughout history.
Oh.
So, dead or alive, who would you take for conversation?
C.S. Lewis.
Who's it?
The author, C.S. Lewis.
Oh, C.S. Lewis, okay.
Ooh. Or language, the origin.
All right. Brie?
Oh, man, I don't have an answer for that one. That's too...
I know.
Anybody? Like, anybody
through history?
Too many options. Yeah, that you would want to have a conversation with on the island for the rest of your time there.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's
cool. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the tough
Nevermore.
One now.
Nevermore.
You could take one person for sexual gratification. Cannot be a significant other. Who would it be?
Just for the sake of being a good girlfriend, I'm going to say my boyfriend.
Again, cannot be a significant other.
Oh, that's a significant other. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant a relative.
Anybody through history?
Tom Holland.
All right.
Okay, and you said not a significant other,
right.
So my ex-boyfriend. There you go.
An ex. Taking an ex. That's the first time.
Yeah.
I thought...
Didn't what's his name say that?
Yeah, Quentin said that.
Quentin said that.
Quentin said he would take an X.
Just last week.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, take an X. Why would I take my
That's the first two
when
times.
When you're comfortable with that person, I mean, you broke up for a reason, I'm sure, but, you know, you were with that person, so you got old
flames. You're attracted to them.
You know, there's, yeah.
But the sex had to be good, though,
Of course, yeah.
Well, I got a couple of exes that would, yeah.
Yeah, the sex wasn't good.
It was, so that's why I'm choosing my ex.
Yeah, smart, yeah.
I know you... Both of you are young.
Yeah.
But if you could go back to a certain period of time in your childhood, what period would it be?
When I was 10 years old and I first started playing the Pokemon games. I know that's a little sad, but
my son would fall in love with you then.
Yeah.
He's got a big
old book of Pokemon. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great game.
Absolutely.
One of my favorites.
Well, my life has been crazy hectic. It all started when I was around 10, but the best time was when I was about 7 and a half. I lived in Oregon for a little bit.
Oh,
Hillsboro, Oregon. Hillsboro, about 45 minutes from Portland.
Okay.
It was right before my sister was born, so I was an only child. We had a huge house, 5-bedroom, bunch of land.
Wow.
Blackberry field right in front.
Ooh.
And a pond that I would just go swimming in the back.
What?
It was one, and that was when my biological parents were still together. I was an only child. Everything was really just good. You know, like there was no drama, nothing. Like, just go outside and play in the pond and go to school.
Go to blackberry picking?
Like, yeah, right outside. And then I had two dogs. I had two American Eskimos that I had for a short time because, you know, we moved back to California and I gave them to a friend. But I would go out and I would let them loose, their puppies, into the blackberry field. And they would come back, they're white, and they would come back with, you know, blackberry stains all over them. And it was
like,
it was great. And I was a forest nymph and I had all this land, so I would just go exploring. And I convinced myself that there was going to be a flood. So I like told everybody, like, the flood is coming, let's prepare for the flood. And so, like, yeah, I
went. Like from Halo or like a real flood?
Like, okay, I just thought there was gonna be a real flood. I was
just
like,
that. That's funny.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that was a good time. That was a good time.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Alrighty. So there you go. So those are the island questions there for you guys. So yeah, thank you for reminding me to do that. So should we do the game?
How do you want to do this?
Same way we should do it as we always do it.
You want me to come over there?
No. You can stay there. I'll go do everything from here from the board.
Okay. So I'm gonna read the questions and you're gonna match.
You got it, buddy.
Okay. All right. You're cool.
Absolutely.
You guys
sound like Barney.
Because we're professional.
Okay.
You know, high profile show. You know.
Dinosaur Barney or Flintstones Barney?
Actually, a little bit of both. Now that you mention it.
Yeah. Maybe they're the same actor.
Wait a minute.
Combination of the two.
Whoa.
Super. All right.
Super. Can you both hear him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I can hear.
All right. Let's go ahead and play the theme so we can get going.
That's the theme, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. Anytime, Steve.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, children of all ages, the game show, the Streamer Nation, quiz me. Quiz you.
Wow, that just sucked.
I was thinking outside the box at that moment.
You weren't even in the factory.
No, I wasn't.
Should we try it again?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Okay,
what the hell?
Here we go.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the game show that's sweeping all the bingo parlors, quiz me, quiz you.
You're still hitting
really
Brian,
insane.
Right?
Good job, guys.
We are right there, I tell you.
Okay, so now let's see how this goes. Question number one.
Well, wait a minute. Have we explained the game to the
girls? I don't even know the game.
See?
You don't know quiz me, quiz you?
No. So no. Basically, it's nothing more than a
dummy.
Maybe it's not sweeping quite all the nation.
Yeah, yeah. Or what did you say it was sweeping?
It's big in Virginia.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, it's big in Virginia,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah. Anyway, this is nothing more than a potpourri of questions to see how stupid we are. Your name is your buzzer, so if you think you know where the question is going, just shout out your name.
Cool.
Zach will call on you, and then you go ahead and give the answer.
All right.
So it's pretty
now, it may be a little uncomfortable because not everybody's used to shouting out their own name.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Free.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout our name.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Here we go. Question number one.
Which U.S. state is named on the label of a Jack Daniel's bottle?
Steve.
Sean.
Steve.
Tennessee.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Hit the button. There you go.
I know what to do. Producing the show before you came here.
You know, question number two.
You know what, just for that.
Oh, wow.
And now, wow, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, here we go. Question number two.
That's a blast from the past.
In which year did Henry VIII become King of England?
Steve.
Steve.
Oh, God.
Huh, that's a
1587.
Incorrect, but you are in the right century.
1500.
You got to push the wrong button.
1518. Oh, Brie. Hey.
Brie.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, hey, that's great.
1518.
That's no, that's incorrect, and so far, Brie's closest.
Okay.
What'd you say, 1518?
1518.
Hey, Sarah.
Sarah.
1519.
Brie still closer.
Okay, 1517, Brie. Sean,
1517.
No, no, and no.
Steve. They're just for all of us then.
How about 1516?
Now Steve's closest.
Oh.
See where we're going with this?
So we're just going down by one by one.
Which is not always bad.
Yeah.
Sean.
Sean. 1514.
Now Sean's closest.
15, ooh. Brie. 1504.
Brie's closest now.
Sean.
Sean.
1502.
Brie's still closer.
Damn.
Brie, 1503.
Sarah. Yeah.
Well, you're just calling me out now? 1505.
Now Sarah's closer.
Dang.
Steve.
Steve.
We had a system.
1506.
Steve is closer.
Brie, 1507.
Oh, God. Yeah, now you're closer. I'm not even going to really pay attention. Yeah, now you're closer. So whoever's next?
Sarah, 1508.
Sarah's closer.
Oh, my God.
How? What?
31511.
Sarah's still closer.
Oh.
Sean.
Sean.
1510.
It's amazing.
Steve, 1509.
Steve,
1509.
No,
1509.
I called it before her.
I got it.
I called it before her.
But I said
don't know the answer.
Steve.
1509.
Yeah. But I said it.
I know. That's
she
too bad.
Say it.
Do
I
see? Get point? That's you have to get
I like that
on.
Noise. That makes me happy.
That's going to be a long one. Question number three.
It's not another date, is it?
Could be.
Okay. Or an amount.
God, I hope the not. The girls, actually, everybody might be able to get this one.
All right.
Which singer's real name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta?
Brie, Lady Gaga.
That is correct.
Ooh. That was finally one of you.
Good job, Brie.
Thank you. All thank right. you.
Question number four. The song Luck Be a Lady features in which musical?
Sean.
Sean.
Oh,
Guys and Dolls.
That's it.
Oh, I knew that.
But isn't it also in, like, Lady and the Tramp?
Luck Be a Lady.
No, no that's no. This Is the Night.
This is the Night.
Luck Be a Lady Tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the last play Gina and I were in together.
Oh, really?
Was it really?
Aww, yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Because we should all do auditions. Well, actually, we could produce it. We could produce a musical.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Question number four. Kodiak Island is in which U.S. state? Steve.
Alaska.
Correct.
Okay. Wow.
So we're going to play like that, huh?
Yeah. Now we're rushing.
This is not just a game.
It gets vicious in here sometimes.
All right. Okay.
El question numero cinco. In the human body... What is the Hollux?
Oh, God. What is?
Steve.
Steve.
Horcrux.
No, Voldemort. Mort.
Voldemort.
I wanted to say it's like somewhere by your like clavicle, like somewhere up in there.
Go ahead, say it.
But I don't know what it is. I want to say it's like in your throat area, but I don't
go
know.
Go ahead, say it.
Oh, Brie, I said it. I don't know what it is, though.
That is incorrect.
I don't know.
Sarah. Heart, question mark?
No.
Are we really wrong? Because you guys are laughing.
What is it?
Can you repeat the question again, please?
Yeah. Sure. In the human body, what is the Hollux? H-A-L-L-U-X.
Like, are we supposed to say Hollux. What it does?
No, what is just it? What part of it? Your body is it? Like, is it your Hollux. Shoulder, your arm?
Brie, like maybe like your tailbone, like your butt area?
Okay, well, we're going to play this game again. So far, Brie's the closest.
Hey.
The butt? Really?
Butt we're going area. In that direction.
See, I told you we were talking about butt talk. That was, I guess, it's the butt thing. I don't know.
Spine. Lower spine.
Incorrect. You have to go lower.
Sarah. The pelvis?
Ooh, lower.
Oh.
Sean.
Is this getting inappropriate?
Brie, near your sacrum.
Oh.
No.
Sean?
Sean?
Near your anus?
No. Let's just say it's going past the knees.
Steve.
What?
Ankle.
So far, Steve's closer. Closest.
What's lower than
Sean.
That?
Oh,
Sean.
Is it that bone that sticks out from your ankle?
No, but actually, technically, Sean's a little closer.
Brie, is it the bone that goes like straight on your foot? Like
simplicity is the answer to this. Don't overthink it.
Your foot.
It's just something.
Your foot bone.
It's not even your foot bone. It's a part of your
foot ligament. It's a part of your foot.
Steve.
This is depressing me. I don't know.
The heel.
No, I'll just tell you guys. It's your big toe.
Oh,
oh my God. We had a long way to go.
I actually was going to say
we
that.
We were
the
just
big
going
toe.
Down.
You didn't tell me I need to be smart for this podcast.
Oh, you
neither
have
did we.
No idea.
Okay, so question number six.
Yeah, we're only on six?
Yeah.
Jeez. How many do we have?
10.
Okay, I'm done.
For all you history buffs out there, Steve's probably going to get this. Who was the president of Vietnam from 1945 through 54?
Steve. Ho Chi Minh.
Yep.
Yes, that's right. I went on the trail in San Diego. San Diego? Yeah,
oh, that's
Ho Chi Minh
cool.
Trail. It was pretty, yeah, I liked it.
Okay, question number seven.
It's like we're doing this.
A couple celebrating their crystal wedding anniversary may have been married for how many years?
Steve. 75.
Nope.
No.
Oh.
Sarah.
Sean.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Sarah.
Sarah got first.
30?
I'm doing this again. Sarah's the closest.
3.
Oh, boy.
50?
Huh?
No.
3. Sean. 50?
50?
That's,
no.
That's golden.
Away. Sean.
Yeah. Oh. 15?
That's it.
15.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought crystal was like really important.
No, because I remember like it's a lower one.
Makes sense. Like crystals. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Apparently.
Cool.
If you go by the standards of Minecraft.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Never mind.
Wow, Minecraft. Okay.
I said question number 7?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know, did you?
Which movie features the song Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead?
Steve.
John.
Steve.
The Wizard of Oz.
Come on.
Too fast for you. Too fast for you. Question number 8. In Fahrenheit.
Oh. 451. No, okay, never mind. No. I see.
I haven't asked the question.
That's okay.
That's
I
don't know about
I,
that
I
movie.
I hear the word Fahrenheit, and I'm like, Fahrenheit 451, Ray Bradbury. Yeah, that's where I was going.
Wow. Did you just say the movie?
Did you say the movie?
No.
Who said the movie?
Oh, I said it in Fahrenheit, and then you guys just like went
I got
crazy.
Excited. I like that book.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, but you guys go precog. That's totally fine, too. You never know.
Okay, so what were you saying?
In Fahrenheit, at what temperature does water freeze?
Steve.
Oh.
32.
Yeah. Steve's probably going to win this. Yeah.
He wishes he was 32.
And centigrade, that's zero.
Show off.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. All
right, okay. let's do something girly. Question number 9.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
Well, for my generation, it would be considered girly. What is Chandler's last name in the show Friends?
Oh,
Steve.
Steve.
Really?
I'm sorry, it was delayed.
Chandler Bing.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yep. You say Steve so much. I didn't
oh, my God. Wait, did you say Steve?
No, did I say Steve? No, I said Sarah, but I was just like,
oh.
I said it after he'd already said it.
Oh, I see.
Okay, now for a patriotic question. Question number 10. The Statue of Liberty was given to the U.S.
Sean. 3.
Sarah.
It was Sean.
No, it was...
France.
France.
Yeah.
Good job. We all passed American history. Yes.
Your host lost track. Won this game, but I think it's deep.
Wow, that was a long one there.
Yeah.
It was.
You know what?
It was very frenetic, though.
Wow.
I like that.
I think you need to take a knee after that one. So, boy.
It's just because we're so smart.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so we're
sharp as a whip. Yeah. You know? Hey.
Clip.
Yeah, exactly. Bree, Sarah, thank you for coming in.
Of course. So thank you.
And being a part of this whole thing. But other than that, that's the show, so we're going to wrap it up.
Cool. Got to play the song.
You mean this one that I'm raising the fader on?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe a little quicker than that.
A little bigger than that? Okay, so it drowns you out?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
So, no, I'm still here. Jerk face.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What about the website?
Oh yeah, we gotta do all that lovely stuff, man. Notice I did lower the volume down.
Sean's a little I don't know. Verklempt, I think.
Yeah. So it is a lovely day out there though. I don't know how hot it's gonna be. I heard
it's sunny California.
It was hot yesterday.
Yeah, so
it's gonna be triple today.
Triple the day?
Really? Yeah. I don't have AC in my car. Lovely.
Oh, well, in that case, go out to the fair, you know, and have some fun. But other than that, it is gonna be a beautiful day. Go out to the beach, go do whatever you wanna do, go get hot, sticky, sweaty, whatever, this warm weather.
Jeez.
Whatever
you
want
to
do.
Absolutely. Why not? Have fun with it, right?
Yes. That would describe it.
There you go. So if you guys want to follow us, basically the show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. And, of course, just follow us on Facebook at yourweeklydose.
And you can follow me on Twitter at SilvaLining69. And Facebook is just Steve Silva.
Boring. For me, Twitter, Instagram, Zombie Mel Gibson.
And if you want to follow me, Sean, on any of those platforms, I made it simple for everybody. Just follow me at Sean Roberts HC. And make it simple as that. So, ladies, once again, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. Steve and I and Zach, of course, we're all looking forward to how you guys will be doing on the competition and everything. So, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah. All right, in the meantime, everybody else, go out there, have fun, and be good to each other.
Goodbye, world.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Later. Oh, yeah. Or sooner. Wake up in the arms of a girl like that. Like that. Oh, yeah. I was born to live. In the loving heart of a girl like that. And I may be out of line. But I wish that she was mine. Oh, yeah. I would own the world. Get by on the heart of a girl.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.